Good morning. So let's get comfortable. Take a moment to just close your eyes. Let's begin with a few moments of tuning in. So we let ourselves become still and quiet. Tune into your body. Notice any places where you might have a little bit of discomfort. And then tune into your breath. If we attach our mind to our breath, we invite ourselves to be more present, which helps to make our mind feel so much better, more calm, more clear. So as we practice today, honor your body, going only as deep physically into the poses as your body allows. Just to that place where you can be comfortable and steady. But going deeper inside is limitless. You can always go deeper into your breath, deeper into your awareness. So the physical may limit us, but inside, your options are always available. So we begin movement now by releasing our neck. Our head flows from side to side. Back to center now. Let's take hands to our heart. With an inhale, our hands circle up to the sky. Our hands will cross at the top, palms together. Exhale, hands come floating down. Now with an inhale, unfold your hands from your heart and let's keep flowing. Maybe you'll even close your eyes, letting your body just flow to the rhythm of your breath. Now this next inhale, let hands meet in a prayer. Exhale, let that prayer come to your heart. May every breath we breathe bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, bring union with our spirit, and bring balance to our life. Now inhale again, circle arms to the sky. And now we'll exhale and fold our body to a forward bend. Reach to the front of your mat. Let your hands come onto the ground. Fingers spread open wide. Stepping our feet back now. Let's curl our toes under as we reach our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Nice full body stretch here. Bend your knees a little. Be kind to your body. We're just warming up, easing into our body. Now let's lift onto the toes. One heel at a time lowers down toward the ground as we take a few breaths to just begin to ease into the stretch of our legs. Might be a little morning tightness here, and that's okay. Gently, gradually, we look for length. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet. Let your feet plant firmly on the mat, body hanging from the hips. Our spine free of gravity. Let yourself decompress for a moment. Breathe and relax. I'm going to turn the music down while you stretch here. Every breath, a feeling of letting go. Now take hands back to the mat. Let your hands walk forward until you've returned again to downward facing dog. And then from downward facing dog, let's take our knees onto the mat. And we'll sit down onto our heels. Inhale, spread the arms open wide, let heart lift and open. Exhale, bow. Now just close your eyes, flow with your breath. Opening our heart to be guided from within. One more big, beautiful opening of the heart. And one more bow brings us to child's pose. Now explore this child's pose, maybe walking the hands a little deeper forward. Maybe your knees will come apart to give more breathing space. Wherever you feel most comfortable here, find that place. And then anytime today during our practice, you're welcome to come back here. Rest is a sign that you're listening to your body. So this is always available. Now let's spread our fingers open wide. We'll curl our toes under and again reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Plant the back foot on the floor and we reach to the sky, warrior one. Exhale, hands to the heart, let's step forward. Inhale, touch the sky. Exhale, dive into a forward bend. Let's send our right foot back now, this time laying the knee down on the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come back to the mat, we step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, little back bend, cobra. And exhale, hips to heels, child's pose. And again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, that little cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Dig the toes into the mat. Let hips reach for the sky. Downward facing dog. Left foot steps forward. Right foot to the mat. Reach up, warrior one. Exhale, hands to the heart. Step forward. Inhale, circle to the sky. Exhale, circle to the earth. With hands on the mat, we step the left foot back. Let's lay the knee down. Kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands return to the mat, let's step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And then exhale, child's pose. Now let yourself just continue to flow here. Beginning to warm our body as we ease into the movement of our joints. We ease into our muscles. Let's keep our focus on our breath. Let our breath be our priority. So flow here one more time. Follow your flow back again to child's pose. And then from child's pose, we'll move on together. Once you found your child's pose again, the fingers spread open wide. And we'll curl our toes under, hips reach for the sky, downward facing dog. And now we walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, hands come to the heart. Now let's take hands onto our thighs. Feel your feet rooted in the earth. A standing variation on cat and cow. Inhale, lift the heart forward. Exhale, round the back, pull belly in, and then just follow your breath. A nice awakening for our back and spine. One more, cat and cow. And then reach to the sky. Exhale, hands to the heart. Now let's step to the front of our mat. Sun salutation. Completing the warming up of our body. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, slide hips back into chair. Inhale, reach up again. Here, if it feels good, you can even add a little back bend. And then with an exhale, let's plummet down. Forward bend. Inhale, come halfway up. Flat back. Exhale, hands come to the mat. We step our right leg back, either a kneeling lunge or a straight leg lunge. Inhale, circle arms up. Exhale, circle arms down. Stepping back with the left foot now, either kneeling plank or straight leg plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's push our exhale back to down dog, where we'll reach our right leg up to the sky. Now let's step or help our right foot forward. lunge or kneeling lunge. With an exhale, hands return to the mat and we step to the front. Inhaling, we're lifted on a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach to the sky. Roll into that little back bend if it feels good for you. And then exhale, dive into the forward bend. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let's take hands to the mat as we stretch our left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands come back to the mat, we're stepping back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Let's take our exhale back again to down dog. This time left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling takes us back to the mat and we step forward. Inhale, catch a wave all the way to the top. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rise to the sky. Back bend if it feels good. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, the halfway lift. Exhale, let's lay our hands on the mat as we walk our feet back and we return our body to downward facing dog. So here we take a moment to just pause, to enjoy the river of energy we've awakened in our body. Let that energy flow. Tune in again to your breath. And let's remember, even though our mind will get distracted, we'll come back again and again to our breath. So now we move to our standing flow. Let's look to our hands as we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, we reach to the sky. Exhale, hands come to the heart. And just release hands and let's roll our shoulders up and back, releasing some of the tension we carry around in our shoulders. Let each roll of your shoulder get bigger and bigger. Bring your arms more and more into that shoulder roll. Until even your arms are making circles to the sky. And then inhale, reach hands to the sky. Exhale, sink hips back into chair pose. So we reach the hips way back. The weight of our body drops into our heels. Now pull your belly in and up. Really engage the deepest muscles in your body. Finding this really amazing strength at our core. Now if you're feeling comfortable here and your breath is steady, you can try rolling onto your toes and adding balance. But remember, we're only going as deep as our own body allows. But you can always come deeper to your breath, deeper to your focus, deeper to your awareness. Now lift that chair to the sky. Let yourself flow like a ribbon of incense smoke. And then hands come to the heart. Now let's take our hands behind our back. Lacing fingers together, we'll roll our shoulders back. Now really let the heads of your arm bones go back so your collarbones spread out wide. Let your heart lift and open. These words from Nelson Mandela. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. So let the light at your heart shine. Give others in this room permission to shine as well. And then shine a little brighter. Let that permission spread throughout our community. Everyone, shine. Now tip the hips. Let your heart lead the way to a forward bend. Remembering in any forward bend, you can bend your knees or have straight legs. In this forward bend, your arms can move away from your back to whatever level of flexibility your shoulders allow you. But it's not about being the most flexible person in the room. It's about coming back to who you are inside. Now let's release hands to the mat. Stepping our way, we come back to downward facing dog. And let's reach our right leg up into the air. Rolling our right hip open, let's bend the right knee and point that knee to the ceiling. Now we'll draw great big circles in the air with our right knee. Just beginning to lubricate and explore the opening of our right hip. Yoga, a wonderful tool to keep our joints healthy. Healthy joints making us feel younger and more alive. Now take that right foot back to the mat. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we're back again to down dog. Let's open the left hip. Reach your left leg to the sky. Roll the left hip open. Point the knee to the ceiling and roll that knee around and around. The head of our femur, exploring the space in the joint of our hip. Reach right leg to the sky, or left leg to the sky, and then set it back down. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Now let's reach our right leg up into the air. We'll step our right foot forward. Planting our back foot, we reach to the sky. Warrior one. So we sampled this pose as we were warming our body. Now let's really explore it. Feel how your feet are grounded to the mat. Your spine lifts up tall and strong. Now close your eyes. Instead of using our body to get into this pose, let's use this pose to get into our body. Feel that inner strength of a warrior bubbling up inside of you. Now let yourself express that from the inside out. I am strong. I am centered. I am grounded. Now let hands return to the heart. Let's straighten the front leg. Preparing for pyramid pose now. If you like a little step in before you move to pyramid pose, take that now. And then we'll take our hands either to our hips or we'll make a prayer at our back. Now let's tip our hips forward, keeping our low back nice and safe. Keep a long, straight spine as you come into this forward bend. Now, this is one of those poses where some of us will discover the limitations of our flexibility, and that's okay. Where for your body does this feel best? Feeling a nice stretch up the back of the right leg, feeling the powerful support of the back leg, feeling length in the spine. Tune into every breath. Every breath bringing us that healing, that peace, that balance, that union. Now release hands to the mat. Stay in the pyramid pose. Let's take our left hand either beside the right foot or for a little less intensity up onto the right shin. Right hand is at the low back. Keep the length in your spine. And then slowly let's begin to spiral our heart open to the right in a twist. Now your left hand or your right hand can reach to the sky or it can stay at your back. You see what feels best for you. We're working on keeping that front leg straight. So if that means coming a little higher through the spine, that's okay. Turn your heart, let your light shine. And then let's unwind that twist and take hands to the mat where we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, it's back again to down dog. Second side now, right leg reaches to the sky. Left leg. Let's step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach to the sky, warrior one. Now again, feel the inner strength of a warrior. Arms lifted up like victory. Heart still shining. Giving permission for others to shine as well. Follow your breath into your body. Feel the sensation. What's this pose like on the inside? Now, straighten the front leg, bring hands to the heart. Let's prepare for the pyramid. Take that little step in if that feels better for you. And then hands to the hips or the prayer at your back. Slowly let the hips come forward. Legs stay straight and strong. Listening inside, we find that spot where our brakes come on. The hamstring says, that's enough stretch for me today. Staying in that place where we're comfortably stretched, but not feeling pain. Pain is a sign you've exceeded your healthy limits for today. Long, slow breaths help us relax a little more into the pose. Now releasing hands, let's take the right hand next to the left foot or up onto the left shin. Left hand is at the low back. Keep the hips tilting forward so the low back's nice and safe. Long spine. Slowly wind the heart open to the left as we twist the other way. A challenging pose, so work with your own body here. Try to keep your legs straight if you can. Try to keep breathing in and out. Try to let your heart lift. And the twist unwinds. Our hands come to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we flow back to down dog. Now let's build a little heat again. Inhaling forward, plank or kneeling plank. Stay there. Exhale, push hips back to the sky, down dog. So we flow from down dog to plank or kneeling plank. So if you'd like less intensity, come to that kneeling plank. If you want more intensity, you can take one leg up in the air as you flow. But stay with your breath. That little breathless moment between your inhale and your exhale, a chance to feel yourself fully in each of these poses. If one leg's up, change sides. Let's keep flowing. Let's keep breathing. Now follow your next exhale back again to down dog. Take a nice deep breath. Let that dance across your heart for a moment. And then look to the hands and let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, sends us up to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach hands and heart upward. Take the back bend if you like. And then exhale, dive into the forward bend. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let's take our hands to the mat. We'll step our right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So anytime, feel free to take that back knee to the mat. We want a strong and steady foundation to begin with. From here, we find a lifting. Feel your spine moving away from any feelings of compression. The effects of gravity, it lifts up taller. Let your heart shine. And consciously giving permissions to others to shine as well. Every breath, full, complete. Now hands come to the heart. Let's hook our right elbow across our left leg as we draw ourselves into the body like a vine twisting around a trellis. Now lengthen fully through the spine and then slowly let your heart spin open to the left as we come to another twist. Now in this twist you can spread your arms apart if you like, or you can keep them right here in this prayer. And if you feel unsteady, remember the option to take your back knee down. Find a foundation that supports you here. And then gently let your twist unwind. Hands come to the mat, we lay the back knee down. Let's heel toe the left foot out to the edge of the mat. And then we extend a little deeper into the right leg as we come to a nice gradual opening for our hips and groin. Come to the forearms. Now just explore here. If you feel like you can slip the left hand under the left leg and wrap it around the outside of the left ankle. Close your eyes and just relax into your breath. Our body warmer now, we ease into a little deeper hip opening. Long, slow breaths to facilitate gentle release in our body. And then we take hands back onto the mat. Curling our back toes under, let's step our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Now look to the hands. Let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, again, we're lifted on a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Enjoy that back bend if you want to. And then exhale, gliding forward. Inhale, peek to the horizon. Exhale, let's lay hands to the mat as we reach our left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Slowly build this pose from the ground up. Find your steady foundation. Let your spine lift out of gravity, reaching high to the sky. Enjoy every breath. Enjoy the opening of your body, the release of stress, the letting go of aches and pains. And hands come to the heart. Twisting the other way now, let's hook the left elbow across the right leg, twining around like a bramble bush. Lengthen the spine and then slowly let heart go to the right this time. So we twist the other way. So remembering the various options, maybe you'll take your knee to the mat. Maybe you'll spread your arms wide. Maybe you'll keep a prayer with one elbow to the sky, one elbow to the earth. And then we unwind our twist. Hands come to the mat, lay the back knee down. Heel toe the right foot to the right edge of the mat. And then slowly ease your way back a little deeper and down to the forearms. Gently coming into this place that opens your hips and groin. Checking in to see that the right ankle is either directly under the knee or slightly forward. If your ankle's behind your knee, pull your foot forward a little further. Now just close your eyes and breathe in and breathe out. Come to the inner experience of this pose. Remember, anytime your mind gets distracted by your thoughts, come back to your breath. And then carefully let hands come back to the mat. Turn the left toes under, stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's exhale our way back to down dog. From here, feel your fingers spread wide open on the mat. And let's take our right knee to our chest. And then we'll shift forward again, plank or kneeling plank. Now pull the knee in high, but let the hips come down low in line with your shoulders. Really engage the core strength right here at your center. Those muscles deep in our body. Breathe in, breathe out. Strong body, strong breath. Now send the right leg to the sky. Either set that foot to the mat and enjoy down dog or slip in another vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back again, down dog. Left knee to the chest, let's shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank. Full of strength. Pull into your body, but never stop breathing. Keep breathing steady and free. Left leg to the sky. Your choice, down dog or vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we're back to down dog. So now let's begin our last standing series for today. We'll shoot our right leg up to the sky. This time when we step forward, let's take a bigger step so our legs are very wide apart. Plant the back foot and let's open wide, warrior two. Front toes point straight ahead, so does the front knee. Back leg straight and strong, anchoring us here. Now enjoy your warm body, opening more and more with every breath. We've cleared so many obstacles Release so much stress and tension from our body. Feel how wide open you can be now. Now with legs unmoving, take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand to look at the sky and then sweep it up and beyond the head to reverse warrior. Big open side bend. The left hand just drips down the left leg. We feel this glorious opening up the right side of our body. Now still unmoving in the legs, let's bend our right arm and lay it across our right thigh. Left fingers point to the sky now. Side angle pose. Now let your heart lift up toward the ceiling. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. Feel your hips continue to open as you sink into gravity. Now still not moving the legs at all, let's return to the reverse warrior. Reaching right arm to the sky and beyond the head. Now here we straighten the right leg. So we're still in the reverse warrior, but our legs are straight and strong. Now let's stand up tall, preparing for triangle pose. Arms reach out to our sides. Feel the length of your legs, the length of your spine. And then tip the hips sideways, like we're pouring our hips down our right leg. Reach forward, and then when you've gone as far forward as you can, let the right hand drop onto the right leg, and left fingers again point to the sky. Aligning our body directly over our leg. If you feel your shoulders in front of your legs, that's a sign to bring your hand a little higher up on your leg. So we can take our entire body as if we were against a wall. Now spread yourself open wide. Ah, there's so much space and freedom now inside of us. And then carefully fold that triangle down to the mat. And let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to down dog. Let's explore the other side now. Left leg to the sky. Take an extra wide step forward. Plant the back foot. Let's open to our full potential. Warrior two. Every breath is an exploration. Every breath, we feel ourselves spread open wider. Every breath, we come deeper inside the pose. Our awareness comes deeper. Our breath comes deeper. Now stay secure in the legs. Take a little reach forward. Turn the left hand to the sky. Sweep it back. Reverse warrior. Let the left side of your body say, wow. Then bend the left arm, lay it across the left leg. Right fingertips to the sky, side angle pose. Open yourself. Roll hard and navel to the sky. Look to the tips of your fingers with the right arm that's straight and pointing to the ceiling. And then keeping our legs as strong as they can be, we come back to the reverse warrior, sweeping back in the opposite direction. And then straighten the left leg, reach back a little farther, and then come to stand up tall, preparing for triangle pose. Feel the length in your legs, the straight lines of your body. Tip the hips sideways, our pelvis pours over our left leg. When you've reached as far forward as you can, let your hand go wherever it lands. Don't try to reach farther. Reach right hand to the sky again. Be as open as you can be here. Feel the stability of a triangle. Feel your body aligned and balanced. Breathe in every sensation. And then carefully fold that triangle back to the mat. And let's step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And let's take our exhale back again to down dog. But from here, we release our knees to the mat. We'll stretch our hips to the heels. Welcome home. Come to a rest in child's pose. Find that comfortable place you created early on.
Shut yourself off from the rest of the world. Come inside. Feel your breath flow. Feel your energy flow. Goodbye, stiff back. Goodbye, achy joints. Goodbye, stress. Goodbye, tension. I am free. Let every cell in your body celebrate. Every breath we breathe heals our body, brings peace to our mind. Every breath we breathe brings union with our spirit, brings balance to our life. Now slowly let your eyes turn back to the front of your mat. Spread fingers open wide, and let's curl our toes under as we reach hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Now we'll slow things down. So take your time now walking feet up to meet the hands. And then with a nice long slow inhale, let your body roll gently up. Hands reach up to a prayer. And with an exhale, that prayer returns to our heart. So we're ready now to move to a balancing sequence. So we'll begin our balancing on the right leg, and we'll start today with tree pose. So take a moment to really plant the roots for your tree deep into the earth of your mat. When you're ready, take the left foot to the ankle, the shin, or the thigh of the right leg. We gather hands together at our heart as a gathering of energy to our center. Feel the column of strength right here at your center, the trunk of your tree. Then if you feel steady, you're welcome to let your branches spread out from that center. Feel yourself with the colors of the autumn, the crimsons, the goldens, the beautiful orange shining in the golden sunlight. Now from this tree pose, let's flow to warrior three as we fly through the air. Send the left foot behind your body. Slowly extend yourself to wherever you're comfortable and steady. You can use your arms in whatever direction they help you feel the most balanced. Send the toes back to the back wall. Reach the head toward the front wall. Soaring over the ground. And then standing splits, let's dive forward. As we take hands to the mat, our back leg reaches up to our own degree. Those coming deeper can take the right hand around the right leg and pull in even closer. Breath still steady and smooth. Focus still deep. And then let the left foot return to the mat. And again, we gently roll our body all the way up. Hands reach to a prayer. And exhaling, we take prayer to our heart. So before we come to the other side, give a moment to stretch and thank your right leg. And then prepare the left leg now for tree pose. Plant the roots of your tree. When you feel steady here, take right foot, ankle, shin, or thigh. Hands at the heart, find your column of strength. And then from there, you're welcome to branch out. Come to your full glory. Is about focus. So sometimes finding a little spot on the floor or the wall can deepen your focus and help you stay more steady. But if you need to come out and come in, that's always okay. No judgment, no expectations. Now from this beautiful tree, let's fly. Warrior three, send the right leg back. Extend your body into a long straight line, whether it's diagonal or parallel to the ground, doesn't matter. Get as long as you can. Find a steadiness wherever that is for you. And then dive into the standing splits. Hands to the mat, head hangs low, foot reaches high. Left hand can pull you deeper if that's an option for you. Stay with every breath. And then return the right foot to the mat. Gently rolling body up to the sky again.
Inhale, find your prayer. And exhale, welcome that prayer again to your heart. Thank and stretch your left leg now. And when you've stretched out that balancing series, take a big, beautiful breath in. Reach to the sky. Exhale, let's dive into a forward bend. Our hands come to the mat, our feet walk their way back. We'll lay our knees down and return again to child's pose. In this child's pose, you can add a side bend if you want to. Walking hands off to the right of the mat, stretching the left hip back. Feel that nice stretch down the left side of your body here. Hands come to center. And then hands walk over to the left. Right side of the body receives this wonderful stretch now. Come back to center. And then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. And let's cross our ankles and we'll come to sit. So now we bring our practice down onto the floor. Let's stretch our right leg out. We'll pull our left foot high up to the inner thigh. Turn your body so you're aligned with your right leg. Inhale, reach up, feel yourself lift on the inside. And exhale, close your eyes, tip your hips forward, enter a forward bend. So we extend our body out over the right leg. Closing our eyes, we remind ourselves to let go of any preconceived ideas about where we should be or how this should look. Instead, just welcome that feeling of coming inside, of being in your body. Experience this pose from the inside. Let your practice be a practice of letting go, not of achieving. Let long, slow breaths help you relax and deepen into the pose, whether that deepening is on the outside or the inside. Now, right hand remains at the right leg. Let's circle the left arm to the sky. And then we'll arch over toward the right leg in a big, beautiful side bend. Feel that all the way up the left side of your body, down the arm. And then take left arm back to the sky. Circle it around to behind the left hip. Let's reach right arm to the sky as we step up onto the left knee and roll our way back. Beautiful arch to the back now. And come back to sit. And let's change sides. So switch legs. Left leg extends outward, right foot to the inner thigh. Turn your body to align with the left leg. Inhale, reach up. Inner lifting. Exhale, close your eyes. Fold forward. Use your hips to take you there so your low back is protected and safe. Now just melt your way into the forward bend. Smile at what your body can do. Let go of what your body can't do. Forward bends are calming and soothing. They just naturally invite us in. So without any aggression or fighting with our body, we just relax and breathe, listening inside. The left hand remains here. Let's circle the right arm to the sky. And then enjoy a great big side bend over the left leg now. Reach right arm to the sky again, and then lay it behind the right hip. Left hand reaches to the sky. We come onto the right knee, arching back. And then returning again to the mat. This time we'll take our feet onto the floor and let's lower down onto our back. Taking our practice down even lower now. Bring knees in, rock side to side. Now, let's first take a little back bend here. So plant your feet on the mat. You can tiptoe your heels towards your hips. And then pushing into the floor with our feet, let's let our spine peel off the mat into bridge pose.
You can roll the shoulders under your back to lift that bridge even higher. Or for those who wheel might be an option for, you can turn your hands under and lift up into the wheel. Back bend, stretch the front of our body. Strengthen the back of our body. Let your light shine. Give permission for the rest of the world to shine with you. Now gently release the shoulders. Come out of that invigorating back bend. Slowly vertebra by vertebra, laying your spine to the mat. And then bringing knees into the body, rock side to side. And then settling on our back, let's spread our arms open wide like a T on the floor. We'll take our knees directly above our hips, and then let's lift our shins till they're the height of our knees, parallel to the floor. Now engage your abs for some abdominal strengthening. Let your knees drop halfway to the right, and then pull in with the belly to bring knees back up to center. And then we go halfway to the left. So use the strength of your abs to control the movement of your lower body. Once you have this flow, if you're feeling stronger and want to do this with straight legs, you're welcome to. Mind still present, breath still flowing. Find those deep belly muscles. Go one more time to each side. And when both sides are equally happy, hug your knees, rock your head side to side. And then let's take feet onto the floor for hip opening. We'll cross our right ankle over our left thigh. Slip hands around behind the left leg. Pull legs in towards your body. Now find a place where you really feel this wonderful opening in your right hip. And then just close your eyes and let your breath explore the space there. Let your breath wash over your hip, cleansing it of tension, of stress. Every breath, our body feels better. And now we let our hands slip off of the left leg. That left foot comes back to the mat, and let's let the right foot join it. Changing sides now, we'll slip the left ankle over the right thigh. Hands come behind the right leg, pulling legs in. We find an opening now for our left hip. And then the more we can relax, the more we focus on our breath, the better we feel. Taking our time to ease deeper into the tissues of our hip. Gently allowing them to release and open. Now let the hands slip away again. Right foot returns to the mat, and then the left. And we come now to inversions. So if you feel comfortable moving into a shoulder stand today, very carefully lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders. Hands come onto the low back to support your body safely. If that doesn't feel like a place you want to be today, plant feet on the floor and return to the bridge pose we did earlier, this time to enjoy its effects as a partial inversion. So as we come to these inversions, it's like sipping from the fountain of youth. These poses are rejuvenating and healing. So let yourself just be happy here for a little while, breathing in and out and relaxing. And now slowly, carefully, and gently, bring your body one vertebra at a time back to the mat, slow and safe. When you've made it all the way back to the floor, if you've been in that bridge pose again, give your knees a little hug. Let your low back stretch. And then let's come to fish pose, where we'll plant our feet on the floor, lifting our hips up to slip our hands underneath our hips. Lay legs out onto the floor. Sitting on our hands, we'll tuck our elbows underneath our body. Propped here on our elbows, let's roll our shoulders back, lifting our heart, and we drop our head back. So there's this wide opening now in the neck and throat, across the collarbones, a lifting of the heart. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do so as well. Now to come safely down, bring your chin back in first. And then gently let your body come back to the mat. Slip hands out from under the hips. And let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head now. Walk your shoulders away from your hips as we prepare our body for one last spinal twist. Reach down, grab the right knee. Pull that knee in and then guide it across your body to the left. Chin comes to the right shoulder. Now just relax in the curves and spirals of this twist. Breathe in and out and receive all the wonderful healing benefits to your spine. Now let your left knee, your left hand go. Roll back onto the mat. Find yourself again coming to that place where you feel centered. And then stretch the legs, reach the arms, get nice and long. When you feel as long as you can be, reach down this time for the left knee. Give it a hug and then take it across to the right. Chin to the left shoulder. Another benefit of these twists is this wonderful toning of the organs for our digestion. Like a squeezing of a wet towel in our abdomen. Let your body be soft and relaxed. Full of breath. And then we let the right hand drop away. And one last time we roll back onto our mat. We find that place where we feel centered. And at this time, you can grab something to stay warm if you'd like. Now we enter our final relaxation. Lay your body out on the floor and then just take a deep breath and let go. Close your eyes. And give yourself time now for your practice to soak in. Every breath brought peace to our mind, healing to our body. Brought balance to our life, and now we experience that union with our spirit. Free of the demands of life, the stress and tension on our mind and body, we can come back to who we truly are at our center. So let's relax ourselves even deeper now. Take your awareness to your feet. Breathing in, I feel my feet. Exhaling, I let my feet be at peace. Move awareness now to your legs. Breathing in, I feel the sensations in my legs. Breathing out, I let my legs relax completely. Now that awareness comes up into our torso, our hips, our abdomen, our back. Breathing in, I feel sensation in this part of my body. Breathing out, I let it go completely. Now take awareness into your hands. Wiggle your fingers, make a fist. Breathing in, I feel my hands. Breathing out, I let them go. Now our awareness travels to our arms and shoulders. Breathing in, feel your arms, feel your shoulders.
Breathing out, let them relax. Last stop on this tour of our body is our face. Squeeze your face for a moment. Bring sensation to the muscles in your face. Breathing in, I feel my face. Breathing out, I let it relax. Now let your whole body melt, warm and heavy, peaceful and free. Breathe in and breathe out. Healing, peace, union, and balance all come to us. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. Let your light shine throughout the day. At this time, you're welcome to extend this peaceful relaxation for as long as you would like. Or if you feel ready to bring it to a close, take a moment first to honor your practice today with a closing that gives you meaning today. And then in your time frame, whether it be now or later, when you've enjoyed your own closing, roll your body over onto your right side. Relax there for a few breaths, basking in the afterglow of your practice. And then again, just in your time frame, whenever that might be, come full circle by returning to a comfortable seated position. Now, just let your body be happy here for a moment. Feel the changes that have occurred as a result of your practice. And enjoy how that feels. Now take a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts it has given you, and for how wonderful it is to always leave here feeling better than when we arrived. Once more, let's release our neck. Our head flows from side to side. And now we come back to center. With an inhale, our arms catch a wave of breath all the way up. Hands join in a prayer. That prayer comes first to our forehead for peace in our thoughts today. To our lips for peace in our words. And to our heart for peace in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have an amazing weekend.